Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right, I told you I'd tell you why the sun, if it were made of bananas, would be equally as hot. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but today's Dave's World is a bit like that. It's kind of trying to get your mind around some of the harder facts about the universe, the harder to comprehend. For example, the sun is hot because it contains a lot of matter. And when you're in something like the sun, everything boils down to plasma, hydrogen gas, or whatever. But the point is that if there was enough, like a billion tons of bananas, that would create a sun. Because they all push down each other, and that's what the sun is. That nuclear fusion that happens in the sun's core is because of all of the weight of the matter pushing down. Doesn't matter what the matter is. Could be your eyebrows. You had enough of them pushing down, you'd create your own sun.
So you're saying to not eat bananas.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Today's sunlight is 30,000 years old. And we know about the speed of light and that it takes a certain amount of time for light to get from the sun's surface to us.
Mm-hmm.
You also understand probably that if a star is a million light years away, the light is a million years old. But here's the thing, just that again, that the sun's light that we're looking at, and we think, oh, like that sun came down 7 seconds ago or whatever, it took 30,000 years for the sunlight to get from the core out to the edge of the sun, because you would think it would just go whoosh, straight out. It actually wanders like a drunken old man around all the bits of the sun and eventually makes its way out, and then that's when we get it.
So if the sun disappeared, if the sun blew up now, would it take 30,000 years to find out?
No.
Because the light would we have enough light now from...
No, because it still takes only a matter of seconds for the sun light from the surface of the sun to hit us. Do you know what I mean? So if the sun...
It just takes a while to get through itself.
Exactly. If it was gone, all the bits that it would contain
would
be gone.
Is this because of the bananas? Is it because it can't get through the bananas?
Time travel is actually not ruled out by the laws of physics. A lot of people say that because, you know, oh, well, it can't. It just simply can't. Laws of physics. No, it can't. Well, it hasn't been proved that it can't. Hasn't been proved that it can, but there has been no conclusive proof that you can't time travel. Obviously then, as most people like Stephen Hawking say, well then where are the time travelers from the future?
Yes,
Jedward, anybody? Hello. This is interesting. The information, right? According to the standard picture of our cosmos, the universe, right? It inflated from a ridiculously small patch of vacuum. Big bang, here we go. This is us now.
I love the way, obviously you guys can't see this, but Dave tried to make the shape of vacuum with his fingers.
And then blew it up with a big bang. Like that. That's the noise it made as well. In a vacuum, because there's no sound.
The least impressive noise ever.
But here, right?
The start of the universe.
You know a 1 gig memory card?
Yes.
Do you know the information from how many universes you could fit on a 1 gig memory card?
What?
A million. That's how small the little inception bit of our universe was. You could fit a million universes data on your 1 gig memory card.
And that would be useful how?
Well, it's not very useful. It's just amazing.
Upload the Big Bang. Is it Windows or Mac?
Tell you what, right? There's a fact I have here, which is why every breath you take contains an atom breathed out by Marilyn Monroe. But I haven't got time to tell you, so drop me an email, davehasnofriends@90fm.com, and I'll send it out to you today on the email.
I still can't get over the fact that Jedward are from the future. It doesn't say much for the future. I think we're all screwed.